Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansombra, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, an artist, and a lesbian. Not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice who will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today?
Hello, Cindy. How are you? I'm well.
Good. It's so nice to hear your beautiful voice. Now, we're going to be having Thanksgiving coming up soon.
Yep.
So we will not have a show on Thanksgiving, just so people know that.
Well, I hope not.
Okay. And, you know, just to remind people, we're going to all be eating, you know, our delicious food and relaxing with our family members, we hope. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
And are you now feeling all the way better? Because I keep getting emails, is Nicole all the way better? So maybe you could tell us that you're all the way feeling better now.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, but I developed like a little bit of a cough last week, and I went to the doctor about that. It was just like a dry cough. I thought I was just maybe coming down with a cold or what have you, and apparently now I am blessed with seasonal asthma, and hopefully once the weather fully turns from fall to winter, I'll be all right again.
Yeah, no, it seems this time of year the allergens are bad. I don't know whether it's just the leaves falling. I'm not sure
You know what it is? It's like normally my allergies aren't that bad, but I'm guessing, between the COVID, between my age and everything else, you know, it's probably just a little bit worse than my body is used to. So it's, I have an inhaler and I've been using it as necessary and that's it. Other than that, I feel great.
Okay, good. And, you know, this has been the week where everyone coming for a reading had COVID September, October. I don't think you were alone.
Well, you want to know what something did piss me off, oh my God, so badly, was that as most people know by now, when I got COVID, it was about 6 days before my brother's wedding, my baby brother's wedding. So as a direct result of my getting COVID, I could not go to my baby brother's wedding, you know, because even though at the point that the wedding started, even though my symptoms had subsided, I'd been 24 hours with no symptoms, it wasn't the full 10-day quarantine period. So the decision had to be made, and I elected, obviously, even though technically I had no symptoms for the 24 hours, I basically said, you know what, I can give my brother one of two memories, either the memory of me at his wedding or the memory of a whole bunch of people getting sick with COVID as a result of his wedding. So I stayed home, you know, because that was the right thing to do. Well, I just found out, I saw my brother's pictures yesterday. We had dinner with my mom, and he brought all of the wedding photos and everything. And, you know, it was like I got a chance to be there a little bit. And I found out that one of his asshole friends went to his wedding with COVID, not after exposure, but he was feeling sick and he went with COVID. And thank God, I think only one other person got it, and my brother and his new wife were not amongst them. But yeah, what a dick. I missed my wedding, and he's like, yeah, I'm feeling like shit, but I still want to go, so I'm going to go.
Oh boy. Well, are selfish people. We don't want to hear any of that because that's kind of scary, you know. So that kind of explains why September, October people got this because I don't know.
No joke.
But, I mean, if you feel sick, get tested, please. And that's all I can say on that particular topic, you know. But
I was just so aggravated when I heard that, and it was such a selfish thing, and my mom was absolutely beside herself. But what can you do? It's in the past. So my brother has known this kid since they're about 8 years old, and they had some words yesterday when they found out. So yeah, it was very interesting.
Wow. I know. I've heard a lot of stuff like that too. So what can I tell you? That's why, I still practice the protocol. Thank you.
This way,
if I'm exposed to someone who's not the brightest or sharpest tool in the shed, I can still be safe, you know? And okay. So we do have a lot of listeners, and the first caller, the 704-9658 is Pat, who calls in sometimes. We have a lot of Pats, but
yep. We do have a lot of Pats
from the Carolinas, whose son has passed. So we're going to pick up her first, and I do see that Karen wants to talk today, so she doesn't
oftentimes
want to talk, so we always have to put our regulars through. If you notice, we have like a little core group, okay, of steady listeners, my clients, that most of them they were all mentioned in my book. I made sure I mentioned all of them, but there are like core of like, and I was thinking about Karen a lot today because she gave me a money tree once and plant, and that money tree is just growing beautifully in my house. So I was going to comment, message her and say, oh, the money tree is doing just great. So we can let her hear that now. But we'll put Pat through, and maybe you can screen Karen to see what she wants to say.
You know what? I feel kind of like we're in like the Magic Garden today, because I'm looking through, and it's like, I see Pat, I see Karen, I see Debbie Tony, and I see you.
Right. I mean, isn't that fun? No, that was Romp Room, not the Magic Garden.
Oh, is it Romp Room? Okay.
It's Romp Room. Uh-huh. No, it was Romp Room. Romper Stomper, Romper Stomper, Bumper Boo.
My God, I love it. I love it. I used to love Romper.
And they never said, I see Cindy Lou, so I know.
Oh, my God. I don't think they ever said my name either. I don't think that either of those names were just popular back then. Names go through, now if it was on, they would probably say, like, I see Brooklyn, I see Apple, I see Harrison. You're not going to hear any of the regular names. Like, Ann, Bob, Joe, they're gone.
No, of course. And also, I want to remind any of our listeners, if you have read Confessions of Reluctant Lion Psychic, if you get a minute, please just write a very quick review on Amazon, because it helps get it on the Google search engines. Okay, so I would greatly, you don't have to do anything elaborate, just a few sentences, whatever. That would be wonderful. So let's see what Pat has.
Yes, I will pick up Pat, and then I will go start screening him a little bit off.
And remember, if you want to talk to us, please press 1.
Yes, and when you hear the last 4 digits of your phone number, that's how you know that I'm talking to you and that you've been pulled out of the show and into the queue. So please answer me when you hear the last 4 digits of your number. Right now, as Cindy said, we are going out to Pat, and let's see what she has to say. Hello, Pat. You're on the air.
Hi there. How are you? I'm glad
Pat,
to hear everybody's
so happy
doing
to hear
well.
From you. It's always nice to hear from you, and we're getting near the holiday season, and it's at the anniversary of your son's death coming up, right? Any minute now?
Saturday.
Okay. So this is a hard time because, you have his anniversary, then you're going to have Thanksgiving and Christmas, and of course he loves
and
those
his
holidays.
Son's birthday was just the other day.
Okay. So this is
it
a hard time of year for you. Very hard.
And his daughter's birthday is the 21st.
Wow. So this is why he's a little melancholic, because he would want to be here. He's allowed down on Earth, as we stated before, about 100 hours a month. He's around a lot. Are you still seeing his signs, his cardinals he sends, or anything that... And have you dreamed about him recently? Because he's trying to come to you in that dream plane. Do you see him at all there? I think you wake up. So
yep.
So if you wake up, it's because you're, and we've talked about this on the show before, and I'd like to repeat it. It's really called an astral projection. Yes, we do dream about people sometimes, but a dream is what I call vapory, which means we wake up and we, you know, say you had a dream, you really want to remember it, but if you don't consciously remember it within 30 seconds or 20 seconds, it goes. It leaves your mind. Whereas an astral projection is you're going to wake up and feel like you really saw the person. And in order to astral project, you do have to, you know, be in a relatively deep sleep, or at least one in which you won't get startled and wake up and then stop the process of letting your soul travel to him. He would really like you to come visit him.
I haven't had that happen.
Because he's always waiting for you there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he said just before you go to sleep, say you want to see him and see if it doesn't happen. He misses his father a lot, too. You know, he said, you have to say hi to Dad for me. You know, and does your husband talk about him with you at all?
No.
Okay. Is it because it's too painful?
Yep.
Okay. And remember, that's when they really feel like they're dead. Okay. When you no longer talk about them, and that's why it's good you call in, because you could talk about him and share things about him. And, you know, he knows it's painful, and yet he gets a kick out of when you see that what he, the signs he's giving. It's interesting that you're calling in today because it's 11-11, and 11-11 is always the number of
yep.
an angel number. And, you know, I don't know if anyone spotted 11-11 at 11-11 this morning, but you still have a second chance to get 11-11-11-11 tonight.
A friend of ours' son died on 11-11-01.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's a strong number. We're also going to have 2-22-22 this year. So isn't it going to be fun to see 2-2-2?
Yep.
Yeah, two. It's going to be a lot of twos that day, you know. But
his son is wanting to hear a lot of stories about his father.
And please tell them the good, the bad, and the ugly ones.
We do.
Okay, they get a kick out of when you tell the stupid stuff they did, as well as the good stuff. And they're always down on earth listening to these stories and laughing. And sometimes the funny part about it, our recollection as we're telling things might not be exactly correct, because memory is a very odd thing. We think we remember everything, but we don't. And they have the Akashic records, the actual verbatim truth of what happened. And they laugh because sometimes it's slightly different one way or the other. You know,
right.
I'm sure with the dead, it's usually skewed in their benefit a little better. But your son gets a kick out of the stories. And he also ghosts your mind and puts the thought of what story to tell. Okay, so he's there with the dialogue. Okay, remember, it's a dialogue. They put thoughts in our head. They're always trying to get us to hear a thought from them. Sometimes when you pick a particular story to tell, it may not have come from you.
Right. I have given my grandson stories about where his father worked, how they loved him, how they felt he was the best worker that they could have, and they're still talking about how he worked, and if it didn't get done, he would stay till it got done.
Wow.
And
he had a very good work ethic.
Yes, he did. He did pass that on to his children. You know, they have that too. Christopher has it more than I think my granddaughter does, but Christopher really has it. But Christopher is waiting to have time to be able to talk to two of my son's friends that he went to school with. And they're going to tell him, like, all those stories that you couldn't tell your kids before. But my grandson is now 20 years old, so he's old enough to hear those stories. You know, like the ones, we really shouldn't have done that. But we all did it, and they're lucky that he got away with not getting in trouble for it and stuff.
Or they live to tell sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, live to tell, please. And, you know, you wonder during the teen years or those early years, you know, the stupid, impulsive things that they can do. That's how you have to believe in angels and spirit guides, because they are always trying to watch over.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's oftentimes when you might hear a voice when you're a teenager saying, oh, no, you're not doing this. Now, we all think it's our conscience. I remember it happened to me once, and I don't remember what I was going to do. But I do remember running home and being scared and realizing it wasn't my voice, but I don't know whose voice it was. Now, it was probably a spirit guide or one of my dead great-grandmothers, but I didn't do whatever it was I was going to do. So those little moments of conscience for teenagers are often dead people watching over them. So he said, tell all the stories you want. And, you know, you can even write him a little card, like a birthday card or with some things you want to say to him, because he'll hear it and it'll make him happy. So, you know, and
his boss actually texted me today, because he you know, he remembers the dates coming up. And he said that he will be having a Michelob for Jim.
Well, that's what they would like. Have a Michelob, have a piece of cake. You know,
I made blueberry muffins and gave them to people this week and told them they had to eat them on Saturday.
Well, that's going to make your son very happy. And, you know, he keeps saying you were a very good mother. And he hopes he made you proud. That's important to him. And, again, he's stating that it's very good on the other side if you're good. Okay. He's doing his life review. It's takes a long time to do a life review. I mean, we get an immediate weighing of the soul, so we go to a certain realm on the ladder of realization, how awake and aware we were. And then from there, God will break it down thematically, how you were as a father, how you were as a son, how you were as a worker. And you could pick and choose the theme that you want. And he was just doing his theme of how he was as a worker. So I find it interesting that you brought that up and that his boss called. Because he said he really he's enjoying that part of his life review. Okay. And so he's been picking and choosing what he's going to see. And if you need him, just talk to him and look outside. He likes to be outdoors, so even though it's getting a little, you know, might be.
I talk to him every morning.
Good. And he never misses that. He hears every word you say. And oftentimes he will get you a sign or a message back. So, you know, sometimes we forget. We're busy. We ask some things, and then later on we realize, oh, my God, they did answer me or they did give me a sign. So paying a little bit of attention to it and hearing it, you know, he was happy that you were calling into the show tonight. Made him very, very happy. And he's very polite to me, by the way. He always says please and thank you. When I hear him correctly, he says
always
thank you.
That, and he always made sure his children did that too.
And not all dead people say please and thank you. I know they mean it, by the way, but they don't always actually say, oh, please. And sometimes he calls me ma'am, and I say, no, don't call me ma'am. That's for my great-grandmother, okay? I'm Cindy. So he laughs. But he is so polite and a very clear voice. And if I don't get exactly correct what he says, he's pretty good to gently say, no, I meant this or that. You know what I mean? Like, because sometimes I say it, but I might misinterpret it. But he said I get what he's saying pretty clearly. But if I don't, he's very nice to me to tell me, you know, clarify it a little bit more. So he's a really pleasure to talk to. And, you know, you will get on Saturday a very clear sign from him. Okay, very clear, if not more than one sign. So keep that in mind. And he will put thoughts in your head. And usually they try to make us feel peaceful. They try to give us thoughts that will make us happy and relaxed. And, you know, the morning process is very long. And we have better days and not so better days. And that's how it goes. So, you know, some days I'm sure you're better than other days.
Yep.
And you know, this will be a hard couple of days, but know that it's how we honor them. You know, we honor them by thinking of them. And, again, the more, you know, just keep him alive to your grandson, because, remember, your grandson is young. He's never going to get to know his dad as a man to a man, okay? So you're the one who's going to, you're the one that with your son's friends and with you can get him to know his father as a man, like man to man, and that's what he would want.
My grandson is also reaching out to my husband.
Good.
He's been reaching out to him a lot and stuff, and he wants to do things with him and stuff.
That's important.
My husband is kind of a rough guy, but he has realized he has to be patient.
Patience is nobody's strong suit.
No, he doesn't have patience. He's never had patience. But he's realized with Christopher he has to.
Good, and that's part of his karmic lesson to learn. We all could learn some patience. You know, what I found mostly in life is that if people would have only been patient, a lot of situations would have played out a lot better than when they had no patience, okay?
Exactly.
So let's have that word be like the word of the week, patience, okay? And part of our karmic lessons is perseverance and fortitude. When someone we love dies, we have to learn the patience to heal and the perseverance to get through something we thought we never could get through, and fortitude to be strong. So those seem like, who wants to learn those lessons? But that's part of our biggest karmic lessons. So your son is teaching you patience, perseverance, fortitude, and how to commune to the other side, which is a good one. So, you know, he's clapping his hands, very excited. He would like some music playing on his birthday, please. He likes music.
Yeah.
So it's a little music, the blueberry muffins, and, you know, look for a sign. And do
and
the favor and let
ahead.
Us know, like, when what you, you know, what sign you get from him.
I will. His friend Jay from school always keeps in touch with me.
Aww,
and I know he'll be calling or texting on Saturday. He's really good. He's always checking on me, and that's
important. And remember, sometimes people don't want to talk about those who have crossed over because they don't want to make us feel uneasy. But it really does comfort people to hear that you remember them, that you think about things and times you've had together. So, you know, keep doing that as much as you can. You know, and thanks for calling in tonight.
That his son is doing okay?
He's doing great, Christopher. He said he's really doing well. Okay?
It's good because
he's
trying
hard. He's coming into his own.
He definitely is. I can see a difference in him. He's becoming.
And he's learning who he is and, you know, what he wants out of life. And
he's becoming
a very
extra kind young man.
I just was going to say the word kind. That's the word he said he's kind.
He always was, but he's even more so now.
Right. And remember,
the
highest evolution of a human being is kindness. So can we work on our kindness, please?
Because the whole world needs to do that.
Kindness. I mean, you know, kindness matters. Kindness counts. It seems to be a very angry world, and part of it is because we've taken away a sense of humor. Everything's, you know, you got to be worried if you're saying something and somebody's going to be offended. But humor tends to be the most disarming thing we could do. So, you know, when you get someone to laugh with you, you touch their soul and you connect. So let's do like a little more humor, a little more kindness. And that's how we can honor those who have crossed over too, by being kinder, you know, people who make the world a kinder place.
Are my parents coming through at all?
Well, your mom is with your son, and your dad is there, too, with him. And they will celebrate up there in spirit with your son. And they will come down to join. Your mom's talking about decorating for Christmas. She would like you to decorate. Do you have any for decorations at all in your house?
Yes, a little Christmas tree, the little ceramic Christmas tree that everybody has.
I got mine, my mother's. I got that one too, honey.
Yep, yep. I have that. Her friend made it for her, and I have it.
Well, she would like to see that, and she will be there sitting by it and enjoying it. So these are the things that, you know, as you're taking that out and decorating, feel her presence, because objects have spirit. Feel her
yep.
there. And, you know, she's very kind also, your mom from the other side, by the way. She's very kind.
Oh, yeah.
She calls me a good girl. And I have to stress to people, good girl is the highest compliment from the other side. It means not just good in this lifetime, but in many others. That's why when we were little and someone called us a good girl, remember how excited we got? Because remembering
mm-hmm.
spirit, good girl is the best thing you could be, or a good boy. You know, let's be good.
Yep.
So
yep.
your mom called me a good girl. And,
cool.
you know.
Cool.
You know, that was very nice. Your dad's a little quiet. He goes, I don't know what to say. And then he just smiled. You know, he just gave a big smile and warmth. And they're holding hands, all three of them, up there. So know that they take good care of your son.
Oh, they always did. They loved
him. And they continue to take good care of him. But we're going to try to get some other callers tonight. And thank you for calling in and sharing
your
wonderful fun.
You stay safe, please. Thank you very much. And everybody, please have a safe week and hope everybody is nice for a change.
We're going to do that, okay? Wow,
stay
we're going to try
thank
that.
You. I'm glad Nicole is feeling better.
Oh, me too. She's my girl.
Okay.
Okay, bye for now.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Nicole. So we always try to keep a little bit about what it's like on the other side, how they commune to us, how they give us messages. Keeping them alive is important. And okie doke. So we have Karen. Now, anything that you want to tell me about Karen before we put Karen on? Hello? Nicole, are you there? Hello, I'm going to see if I can pick up Karen.
Can you hear me, Sunny?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
Hello?
I all of a sudden.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Okay, it was completely. All of a sudden, I'm like, are you there?
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Okay, tell
but
us about
no,
Karen.
I have nothing to say about Karen. She just wanted an overall reading, and she just wanted to say hi. So here we go. Out to Karen.
Okie dokie.
Hello, Karen. You are on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Good, Karen. So, Karen, what's happening in your world?
Everything's pretty good. I just want to tell you, I finished the book. I loved it. I did the review.
Thank you so much.
Definitely my favorite so far. It was really good.
Okay, and I missed what you said. It was your favorite?
I said it was one of my favorites because the other books are great. They're about more about me. This book was about your life, so it was nice to get that insight.
Well, you know, it's funny because it was extremely painful for me, and I had, like, massive anxiety attacks for, like, 2 weeks after the publication because I never talk about me. And I thought, oh, God, I shared it my childhood, and, you know, I tried to be fair about my father. You know, there's some not-so-great stuff, but I think if you read it through, there are other, you know, things about him that were good. And so he came through to say to me, you only said it to help people know they can heal from things. So
mm-hmm.
as people heal from what you went through and what you talked about, he was telling me, I get some brownie points up here, so no worries. So wasn't that sweet? And he said, and stop having anxiety. It's all good. So that
yeah.
was nice. But it's because I never really... My books are all very, other ones are very guarded about things. I mean, you must know if I wrote Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships and everything that's in that book. I must have not always had an easy life to write about, you know, Grant Me a Higher Love and all the things that are in there. I must have learned some things, but it was a hard one to write, and Spirit kept saying, don't censor, write what you need to write. If you can't deal with it, you can censor it later on. And so I didn't really censor anything out, but... you know, I'm finally come to terms with it's okay. Okay, but for the first 2 weeks, I actually wanted to unpublish it. Okay.
Oh, well, you did a good job, and I hope everyone else, you know, is telling you that, but you did do a good job.
And also because what Spirit kept saying to me is, you have a lot of your clients that shared their stories with you in there. And, like, if they're going to be honest about their life, then you're not going to share yours. Like, that's what they're saying. Really? Is that fair, Cindy? Does that sound fair? So I'm so glad that, you know, you enjoyed it. Now, you wanted a little seeing what's going on in your life, right? Like, your son's got his act together, correct?
Yes. He's doing pretty good. And everything's been really good. So I really can't complain. Work is good. Everything home is good. Nothing, you know, no new drama, so it's always peaceful.
Okay, good. So now you want a little overall about your life, right?
Yes, because, you know, I like to hear some messages from the men up there, so they like to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Now, first of all, the first card I got is rest in peace from all of them. So we want the rest in peace card, okay? And anyone who doesn't know which card that is the Four of Swords. Okay, so they are resting in peace. Next to it, I got the Hermit card. Now, the Hermit card, there's also the card that is the Mourning card. But the Hermit card is look inward and see the light and know that we're okay. So they're trying to let you know that they're okay on the other side. Your brother still is saying it's not so fair that he's not here on earth. He still kind of says that every time, you know, that's him.
Yeah.
Because he misses his children so very much.
Is he calmer?
But the first thing he said was, yes, I'm accepting what I can't change. And then he said, showed me the card. Well, he still doesn't feel it's completely fair because he was young when he died. And mainly because he misses his children so much. He misses his wife, too. But it's very hard to be a parent of fairly young children and not be here on earth, okay? Like, I never heard a person who, you know, that left behind young children ever really feel 1,000% happy about it, okay? Right. So that's not an unusual thing on his part. Are you going to see them on Christmas is what he's asking?
Yeah, Thanksgiving and Christmas we usually spend together, so it'll be good. I saw them last month. Jen and I went up to the cemetery for his birthday. So it was just us, you know, just us and an aunt and my brother. His daughter didn't want to come home. She was with us. She stayed home.
Wow.
So
and
I'm glad she went, though, even though, you know, I know that I would have liked her to come, but I'm glad Jen went by herself because she wasn't going to come.
Right. And you know, it's amazing that, you know, he's coming through with so much love for everybody, okay? Like he just said, I love you, and thank you for being there for my children. And, you know, your dad is around a lot. You know, he always thanks you for what you're doing with your mom. Have you seen her lately? Because he always worries about her.
I know. You know? Yeah, I mean, I see her all the time. She's, you know, nothing changes. You know, she thinks it's her last Christmas. So I keep, you know, saying that, you know, you have plenty more Christmases. But I honestly think she's ready to go. And I know it's not her time yet. But I don't think she wants him any more Christmases. She's ready to join him. And I've said it before. And I'm so blessed to have 13 extra years with her.
Wow. And you're right, though, because there is a part of her that, you know, is beginning to be tired, okay? And yet your dad said he's still not ready for her up here.
I know.
Okay? Okay, so now, are you ready for your soulmate at this point?
I am.
Okay, so remember, we're still in the 2020-2021 pause years. Let's sort of pause, choose again. Have you rewritten what your ideal soulmate would be like?
Because I've gone through the list. I have to write it down, but I've gone through the list in my head.
Okay, because it may be a little different than what you would have written 4 years ago.
Okay.
So I want you to kind of do that again.
Okay.
And are you doing anything to find anyone?
No, nothing. Right. I need some new friends for sure. But
yeah,
no,
your dad said that. Your dad said she needs some new friends. That's how he said it, like that. She needs some new friends. Now, I mean, he said it the kind of way like when you're a teenager and your parents look at your friends you're bringing and go, you need some new friends. Like that's how he said it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I feel like they're all set in their way.
Some of them now.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, they were great when you were younger, but they don't suit who you are now.
Right, and they're all married, honestly, and they are all in relationships. There's nobody single. So it's harder when they're not single.
Right, because they can't just go out. And So where can we meet some new friends? Can you sign up for something, you know, something you're interested in?
I'm hoping that with the new year, things open up a little bit more where more people are out and, you know, there are some more openings that I could sign up for.
Right. And also, you know, sometimes there are Zoom things in your neighborhood or things that you can start to connect with people. Look at different – the best way to meet a soulmate is really to meet your new – part of your soulmate group. And through that soulmate group, you could meet this person. So when you sign up for a class, say someone signs up for yoga, you're probably not going to meet a lot of men there necessarily, but you can meet some new girlfriends and through them meet him. Okay,
right.
So it's expanding your friendship world. I think in the beginning, you had a lot to settle with your divorce and your son and everything, but all of that's settled and good. The man that is very loyal and trustworthy, that's coming. I mean, that seems to be important to your dad because remember, soulmate love comes from God and someone who died. You know, your dad has this person in picked. And, you know, he's also a little bit fun because I think you need some fun, according to your dad.
Yes. I need friends and I need fun.
Friends and fun. And also, it's been a long, you know, COVID's really been here a long time. I mean, it started in November in China, and I remember in 2019 thinking, oh, God, it's in China in November. It's going to be here soon. And so it's been a long time already.
Right.
And, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, wanting to get out there, you know, in safe ways. But, you know, just your dad is just asking you, follow your gut on what you want to sign up for or do.
Okay.
And it's hard to just go to one place once to meet. That's why if you sign up for something that's 5 weeks or 6 weeks, you meet people a little bit more. You know, it's hard to meet people just once. It's not impossible,
right.
But it's a little bit better when something has a few more weeks to it. So that's important. You know, your job looks pretty good here. Are you happy with it at this point?
Yeah, everything's good. The money's good. I'm working in after school, so it's for the next couple of months I'll be busy with work, so that's good.
Yes, so you'll keep, doing that. Love is really important. Now, I got the Fool card. You got to be a little fool to fall in love, okay? It's a little bit scary. Have you dealt with any of your fears? Maybe some closet commitment phobia that might be kicking up. You want love, but you're scared.
Yeah, I. You know what? I'm ready just to meet new people, and just it's important to have the friends. I feel like right now, I don't have that extra. Everybody's busy. Everybody's going their own way right now. So I feel like I'm just trying to focus myself on, you know, what to do.
Right,
daily
and it's hard
weekly.
When your friends are all busy, is God's way of saying you need new friends. Okay.
Right.
And even if they had more time with you, they're still married and things like that. So again, if they had people they could introduce you to, that would be fine. But obviously they don't because, you know, they haven't introduced you to anyone.
Right.
So also don't be afraid if someone wants to set you up with someone, like a blind date. Like people are getting some good ideas about put into their head about, oh, my brother-in-law would be good for you or my friend. So allow people to also do that. Do you let people know you're looking?
Yeah, and I'm open to that. I've gone on a couple of dates that way.
Right, and if it doesn't work out, it's fine. You just thank everybody involved. You know what I mean?
Right.
And because You know, your dad would rest a lot more in peace if you had a good man beside you.
Right.
Okay. You know, not that you haven't been able to survive without one, but it would just make him happy.
Yes.
He's very, very, very kind. Do you remember your mother's mother at all?
Yes. Both
because
of
them. She, right. Because your mother's mother's thanking you for all you do for her daughter. And that. So, you know, just expect changes happening 2022 to 2027. Again, should be a good 5-year period for you. If you, you know, the fact that you haven't found anyone in 2020, 2021, some people have found love, but for most people, it's sort of a pause again, choose again. And I think maybe you weren't fully clear as what you wanted or what you needed. So that's why I think again a little bit about the kind of person you want to be with.
Right, and then my paperwork took longer than we thought it was, and that's finally filed. So we're waiting for that final paper now.
Oh, you don't have your final divorce through yet?
No, it just went back to the courts, so it just went into the courts a couple months ago. So soon, any month.
And, you know, and sometimes that's important because, you know, if you get involved with a nice person and you say, I'm not divorced yet, some people think, oh, my God, what's this, you know? So being fully divorced is probably something even your soul needs to do before it gets involved.
I think it does, yeah. I didn't think it did, but it does. Yes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it looks like that's what, and even with your dad, I don't think he would have brought a soulmate till that divorce paper is fully done and signed because he's a little bit on the old-fashioned side. So, call in and let us know what happens again. And, you know, thank you for everything you do. And it's really nice to have our regular listeners, people that have been listening week after week. You know, you always learn something. I'm hoping you're always learning something or experiencing something with everyone's circumstance. And, you know, with love, let's move it forward for people who want soulmate love in 2022, please. We want that.
Thank you. All right, sounds good. I will talk to you soon, and I'm glad we got to catch up.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Now, let's take Jennifer. Is that Jennifer in Canada?
Oh, yeah. You see what I wrote in there, Cindy? Apparently, Jennifer is being basically her job has told her that she needs to go on unpaid leave because she refused to get vaccinated. Now, the problem with that is that if you are on unpaid leave, technically speaking, you are not unemployed, which means that you can no longer take advantage of unemployment benefits because you're technically still employed, even though you're not getting paid. So Jennifer is in a pickle and wants to stand her ground on this. And she just wants to know, Cindy, like, do you see her coming out the other side on this? Do you see, you know, something positive happening?
Nicole, can you answer
this?
Because I can't see how anybody's coming on the other side of this. I have a client who was a doctor, and he didn't want to get a vaccination, and he has lost his job, his pension, everything else. I mean, I've seen a lot of people lose a lot of stuff here. So,
yep.
And this is not going away anytime soon, okay,
or
changing. And, you know, one of my clients worked in a school, and she didn't want to get vaccinated. And, you know, I told her that, and they said, that's fine. I said, yeah, they're telling you that's fine, because you're going to get, you know, laid off, and you're going to lose your pension of 18 years, and they're going to save millions of dollars on this. So they're going to tell you what you want to hear. You're trusting people who have a lot to benefit from you not getting a vaccination. So, and now she has lost that. And so, again, you know, I never would ever tell anybody what to do about a vaccination or not vaccination. I don't think anybody has had the answer to it. Did I get vaccinated? Yes, I did. I saw 50 people a week since June of 2020. And there were many a time people were on their way here, called the last minute to cancel because they had COVID. Many a time driving to a psychic party that I had to turn around because they had COVID. And when I meditated on it, I said, I told them when I wanted it, how I wanted it. It was way before any vaccines were available. And I was able to get one the next day because they let me know they had one. And I thought, that's a freaky answer. But also, I'm a theater critic. and I have a syndicated column, I would have lost my syndicated column. You cannot go into a theater unvaccinated. So I made a choice. Again, that's my choice. I would never tell anyone else what to do, you know, and I still follow exact same protocols before vaccination, you know, and keep people 6 feet apart. I mask when they come in. So I haven't changed anything. I just thinking if it's worth it to people, if they can afford this. My client who's a doctor is freaking out of his mind now, okay? Like, think it through sometimes, because is it more than you're willing to lose? That's the bottom line. We have to, it's the pros and cons of everything in every choice in life. Isn't that a pros and cons?
But,
like how much do you have to lose? Like, and I don't think they're going to change in Canada about this.
Like, but how is it that we've let it get to the point where our health choices are dictated to us?
Like, I think we've been told what to do every minute we've been on Earth, okay? I mean, I'm a different generation. The Cat Stevens song, from the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. This is nothing
yes,
new to me,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I was ordered to listen, okay? Like, I would never say no, okay? So I don't think it's that – I don't think I've ever had the illusion that I lived in a world where I had a lot of free choice, okay? I think a lot of my decisions were always made by other people or what other people wanted. I don't think, if you're asking me what's going to happen now,
no,
I don't
no,
know
no,
how
I'm
long.
I'm not asking you. I would never put you in that position. Like, that's not what I'm at. It's ultimately my choice. My gut says no. My gut says no. My head says yes. And my head said, okay, if you're going to get one, get Johnson & Johnson. It's one shot, and it doesn't have all those weird things in it.
Yeah.
And now we don't even have that in Canada. So I'm like, okay, well, that my gut would only allow me to have that. And I can't. So now I'm at a position where I don't, you know, what do I do now, you know?
Okay, now also, like, I know another one of my – I have thousands of clients, so I kind of know more about stuff than a lot of people do, only because the volume of people – even if I'm not reading them right now, they're texting me or telling me what's going on. This woman, that she worked in a preschool for New York City. And, of course, New York City, you have to be vaccinated. And they laid her off. And I was saying to her, like, she was saying, oh, maybe I'll get vaccinated. Like a week later, she said she's going to do it. And I said, you had better do it tomorrow, because a week later, your job's not there. Okay? And it wasn't there. So it's, how long are they allowing you to do this before your job won't exist? Is there a time frame there?
They said they will revisit it every 6 months, but I'm only on contract until they – and that's another reason. Like, if I were full-time, I don't know, maybe I'd make a different decision, but they only had me on contract until the end of March. So I might be making a life-altering decision for something that's really only temporary. So that part I don't get. So
is it time to look for another job? I mean, can you do a remote job? Can you do it?
Honestly,
you know,
I honestly don't think that any employer is allowed to hire. It's come an us and them society. It's, you know, the only way I can probably succeed is by working for myself. Like, my job was remote. Like, I work from home. So
yeah, I mean, that's the whole
thing.
From the home, I don't know what
to do. Like, so much stuff doesn't make any sense.
Right. Okay, but eventually you're going to have to go back to work. So figure out how you can work without vaccination, if that's your strong point there. Because otherwise, how are you going to survive? I mean, eventually you have to go back to work. You have bills.
Yeah,
children.
I guess.
I mean, you know, the fact that you're managing to survive, but is there a way you could work for yourself?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm a very talented person. There's probably a million things I can do. I'm just not much of a self-starter, so that's my problem.
Well, we're going to get yourself starting. Maybe this is the light to fire under your ass here. I mean, I work for myself, too. I don't ask people if they're vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. You know, when they come here, for because I follow the same protocols whether you are or not, okay? It doesn't make a difference to me. I have to be careful. But,
yeah.
you know, starting your own business where you could work for yourself does give you a little more control. Shauna, my daughter made a message here. If she can work remotely, try working for a job in the U.S. that's remote. Could you try to get a job in the United States that's remote?
Well, that's funny. My boyfriend said, do you want to do a telemarketing job for me, selling whatever? And I said, yeah, sure, I'll do that. He'll pay me like $100 for whatever thing I sell. And I'm like, okay, I can try that, and maybe that'll work out. And, you know, I don't need a lot of money. Like, I'm okay, but I still need an income, right? And the benefits are good and that sort of thing. But what was I going to say? Okay, but like your one client or the one person on the phone, she's like, stay safe. I'm like, what is this fear base that we're all working from? Why can't we all, like, we're all safe. We're all, you know, when your number's up, your number's up. Just assume your number's up whenever, you know. And, yeah, stay, you know, take precautions. But this whole word of safe, like, what does safe mean? I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. And,
like,
again,
who are we protecting?
And, again, it's a big question. It's a big answer. I would personally never tell someone to or not get it. It's not my decision.
Yeah.
I tell people what I have decided to do. And I'm the least person that's ever put anything in my body. Okay, I don't. I'm a holistic person, and I made a choice for me. Again, I wouldn't make a choice for anyone else. But I think my daughter, Shauna's idea that try to get a remote job in the United States because they don't care if you're vaccinated remotely in the United States if it's a remote job.
See, that's smart.
So, mate, you know, that might be your answer here, you know, and
Shauna might have had an intuitive flux. She's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's good. I like that. Thank her. Shauna, thank you.
Well, thank you. I know, and I'm glad she listened because I wouldn't even have thought of that. And,
yeah.
You know, and again, it's one of those things that it's hard. It's a hard topic. It's a hard anything. And, you know, I always tell my clients, my protocol is stay the fuck away from me for everybody, okay? You say I'm the other side of the room and I'm happy, okay? And yet I don't have to get close to people. I can keep them 6 or 8 feet apart. Other people don't have that luxury. So, you know, everybody's choice and decision, you know, has to be what's best for them. And I think you can find a job that, you know, outside of Canada, or maybe make your own job, and maybe this is your motivation to make your own job. Okay.
Like, because my job was fine, and I liked it, and I did well, but at the same time, you know, there's so much I can do. It's whatever.
All right, and again, I know that the situation, and you know, I hear all day long, you know, who's got COVID. Some have been vaccinated, some have been not. I mean, I don't know the answer. I really don't have the answer other than figure it. You know, every person has to figure it out for themselves. But, you know, what I just got in your cards is you're going to get a job that you'll be fine with. Okay? Maybe this is a bad way of getting you out of a job so you could get something better. Okay? Something that's better for you.
Good.
And it is frustrating. The whole thing is very frustrating. And, you know, again, alienating people or getting them defensive. But, you know, good luck to you on this. And, you know, you're not alone in this, okay, in this dilemma.
Oh, I know that for sure. But we just don't get any press coverage.
Oh, well, in Canada.
No, in the U.S. we don't either.
Yeah. And, you know, do you look on Indeed at all? That site?
They send me emails every now and then, so I do see them, but I don't know how satisfied I would be keep going backwards. Like, it's like my income was up here at one point, and then it just seems to gradually keep going down. So I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, we're going to just put it out to the let's practice the law of attraction. Visualize a remote job that pays very well. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
let's
great.
Start seeing that, and you know, and again, It's not easy. I don't anybody having to make a decision about this one way or the other. And it is just a world that is just gone a little nuts. And again, I don't understand why people, if you're doing remote anyway, what was the point? Call in and let us know if anything, if what you decide to do, or if, you know, if a job comes your way. But I don't, what I saw in these cards is they're not going to back down on this. Like, if you don't get vaccinated, I think they'll give you within 6 months, your job probably won't exist there. People are being, I've seen it to happen to too many of my clients. Their job didn't exist. When they decided they got vaccinated, you know, a month later, it wasn't there, the job.
Well, okay, here's, you can ask one, I know it's at the end of the show, but I don't think you have time for another caller anyways.
I'm just going to get Debbie Tony in for 1 minute, yeah, so we want to hear what she has to say, so that's okay.
But the one thing is I feel like if I stand my ground, because I'm in a union and everything, I feel like they're going to have to go back and pay me from the beginning of the unpaid leave. Do you feel that?
Not really.
No?
That's a big lawsuit. Okay. My client, I don't know, because they could rule that you didn't listen, you broke, there's different rules. Like, you didn't do what was mandated, and they could still hold it against you. I mean, if you need that money, and, it may not be there.
Okay.
Because they're ruling all kinds of crazy stuff on this. So, I mean,
well, yeah, but I don't think the rulings are over. I think there will continue to be rulings on it.
Yeah, okay, we'll see what happens. But I've seen people lose 20-year pensions.
Think that, though, if they stand their ground, they'll go back and have to be paid out.
I don't know. I would never want to tell someone that, because I don't want them to be banking on this. So,
well, no.
Again,
you don't want any liability, right?
Not only that, I don't know the answer here. So, stand your ground, keep fighting it, look for something else, and, let us know what happens.
All righty.
Good luck to you.
Thanks. Bye, Cindy.
Okay. Bye. All right, we got, 2 minutes, so let's pick up Debbie Tony. I don't know which one, because she's on two numbers here.
No. I know which one she wants.
Okay.
Hello, Debbie Tony. Debbie Tony.
Okay, Debbie Tony could relate to not getting vaccinated and not being able to be an actress on stage.
Yep.
She could relate to that one.
I don't know what's going on, though, because Debbie Tony specifically told me to pick up this line, not the other line.
Have this one.
Answering.
This one?
Yeah,
am I on?
To pick up this one. Yeah, you're on.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to beat you.
Okay, well, it was crazy just now. All right, so how many seconds do I have? I got to make it fast.
Okay, you got 1 minute and 54 seconds. Okay,
here's the deal. Today is 11-11. I didn't know I was a numbers person, but I am totally into numbers. 11-11, the biggest power number in the universe, or whatever it is. I signed the paperwork today. Today, the contracts were signed.
Wow. And you feel good about it?
I'm okay. I'm fine. And today was my last day in my pool, so I said goodbye to my pool. I signed away my house, and I do feel calm, and I'm okay, and that's all because of you. Thank you very much. I'm now going to look for the future. I'm giving things away. I got an auction coming up. It's all happening. Now is the time. I'm ready to move on.
Okay, good. And remember, you made your decision. It was time to go forward. And, you'll enjoy your warm water in Florida, and that'll be wonderful. And today TJ closed up his boat for the season. So I guess today was the official closing up.
Yes, today was closing day, and
closing
I feel good about it.
Closing day. Well, I'm so glad because, people have to make a decision and, stick with it. Shauna said this, at least Debbie can probably do theater in Florida. Laugh out loud. They have no vax mandate policy in Florida. She'll love it there. So you got Shauna supporting your move to Florida.
Thank you, Shauna. Can I say one thing about you before we go about your book?
Yes.
Cindy, when people read your book, they're going to respect you more for being honest and for what you've been through in your life and what the person you are now from where you came from. And everything you've said to me has happened, and I'm going to give you two examples. One, I visualized something I saw the next day that never happened, that I had a premonition that I knew I had. Number two, of course, the telepathy thing is happening a lot. But the other thing is that, and it's a long story, very short, and I forgot it. Thank you so much. That's great. Someone talked to me about Jesus speaking Aramaic. I never heard about that before, and my coach and mentor who's helping me make your book knows about Jesus and the Aramaic language.
Yep, and that's why it was interesting to hear with forgive meant in Aramaic. So, yes, and Debbie, who's doing the audible book, has to read it over and over again. And she's going to really end up being very psychic in her and open up everything.
Yes. I had to do it again because it shut down.
It's mine, darling.
Yes. Thank you so much for this experience.
And Debbie reads the book so beautifully. And when I listen to it, she does such a good reading, I forgot I wrote it. I forget it's my book. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, this is good. So okay. She's doing such a great reading that it makes me forget it's my book.
That's
a good thing. And she does all these great voices for like Ed Koch and Jesus and everybody that's in the book. So you know, we can't wait till her audible book comes out.
Thank you for your patience. I'm working on it, and I promise it's going to be good. I'm going to keep doing it, okay?
Wow. Well, we're going to be knocked off in a few seconds. I want to thank my daughter for her insight, because Shauna's very, very bright. Anybody who's ever met her, she's, like, so smart and insightful, so I'm glad to have her. All right, good night, everybody. We'll have a show next week. No show on Thanksgiving. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye, Nicole.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.